From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Bahrain's foreign minister says today's police raid on a camp of demonstrators was not intended to be violent, but it was something that had to be done. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Manama, the raid left at least four people dead and scores wounded.
Attending a meeting of regional foreign ministers, Sheikh Khaled Al Khalifa said it was unfortunate that the police action to clear the demonstrators resulted in casualties, but it was necessary for the security of the country.
The country was walking on the brink of a sectarian abyss, so it was a very important step that had to happen.
Many demonstrators gathered at a main hospital, grieving for the dead and vowing to continue pressing their demands, despite the police and military presence on the streets. More funerals and Friday prayers are on the horizon, and the Obama administration has already voiced the hope that further violence can be avoided. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Manama, Bahrain.
In Madison, Wisconsin, demonstrators showed up at the Capitol building, charging the governor with union busting. They're protesting Governor Scott Walker's bill aimed at limiting collective bargaining rights. Wisconsin Public Radio's Teresa Shipley reports thousands of university students walked out of class today to join the protest.
Students marched from campus toward the Capitol, where they joined the throngs of other demonstrators from around the state. Police blocked off side streets for the six-block procession. The students carried homemade signs, boomboxes, and foam fingers, and wore the university's red and white colors. Organizers called out chants on megaphones. UW-Madison sophomore Maxwell Love says that no matter what happens in the legislature, the protest has been a success.
We had elementary, we had middle school and high school showing solidarity and learning about the civic engagement process. You know, I learned so much spending this much time at the Capitol. I can't imagine how this is affecting our young generations.
Governor Walker says this bill is necessary to help close the state's budget deficit. For NPR News, I'm Teresa Shipley in Madison.
Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Senate isn't able to take action on the bill. Democrats are boycotting a vote. Federal authorities are charging 111 doctors, nurses, and physical therapists with Medicare fraud. The suspects were arrested in a massive nine-city sting this morning, accused of illegally billing Medicare for more than $225 million. Lawmakers in the House of Representatives are debating amendments to a GOP budget bill, and Speaker John Boehner vows Republicans will continue their effort to rein in government spending.
Read my lips. We're going to cut spending.
The Republican-sponsored legislation is aimed at slashing more than $60 billion from this year's budget. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained 29 points to close at 12,318. The Nasdaq climbed 6 points, closing at 2831. This is NPR News. The case against BP management for last year's oil spill is growing. A new report by the National Oil Spill Commission says poor management decisions were at the root of the disaster, not technical failures in the blowout preventer. The investigation finds BP had plenty of warning about problems with the cementing job done by Halliburton, and it says BP failed to adequately review Halliburton's work. President Obama is due in San Francisco tonight. NPR's White House correspondent Ari Shapiro reports he's having dinner with business leaders there to talk about technology and innovation.
The dinner includes the CEOs of Facebook, Google, and Apple, among other tech companies. White House spokesman Jay Carney says the president believes these business leaders show a path for America's economic future.
It is a remarkable demonstration of the American capacity for creativity and innovation and leadership, and a model, really, for that kind of economic activity that we want to see in other cutting-edge industries in the United States, where jobs can be created in America and kept in America.
After spending the night in California, the president flies to Portland, Oregon, to visit the company Intel, where he'll talk about the future of education in America. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
The father of the music group The Five Browns admits he sexually abused his daughters when they were children. Keith Brown pleaded guilty today to 3 felony counts of sodomy and sexual abuse in a court in Provo, Utah. Brown's 5 children, 3 daughters and 2 sons, are part of the classical piano group whose albums have topped classical music charts. The Juilliard-trained musicians are now in their 20s and 30s. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.